Raise one hand, let's sing together. Our Father, name of your Son Jesus. In this service, we have a free flow of revelation knowledge. There is no hindrance, there is no error or distraction. Our hearts are full of faith and humility as we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. He's glorified and we're edified. Amen. Right, healing in the light of our redemption. Matthew's Gospel 28. Healing in the light of our redemption. I mentioned that it's a continuation of a teaching we had in 2014, if I'm right, healing and material prosperity in redemption. That's like 7 years ago. And we've shed further light. If you read our books, Healing is for You. It's also in there. I know sometimes this year, before camp meeting, we're going to have a book on healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Healing. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all authority that hath power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, which means to make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Mark 16 and 15, go into all the world and preach. He said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name they shall cast out devils, that's the word demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. The deadly things shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick they shall recover. And so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up unto heaven. And he says, and sat down on the right hand of God. I used down again. And sat on the right hand of God. And he went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them, then crystallized, and confirming the word with signs following. Then he says, amen. Okay, let's look at Matthew 28. He says to make disciples, and disciples are followers. What did I say? They follow. And a disciple is someone who follows, so he doesn't just learn. I tell people that people that clap for you are your fans. People that hail you are your fans. They like you. They like how you preach. I remember one time like that. I just done a series. I was 97. And I'd done a series on the topic was reality. No, we have reality of Christianity now. So that must have been revelation of the Christian. So as I taught it, oh, someone just said, sir, you are the answer to my prayer. You are the answer. You know that song? You know the song? By Anointed. You are the answer to my prayer. And I said, wow. So I was excited. She said, you know, I really love what you taught. God, I've been praying and believing God. She said, you know, this teaching, the whole world needs to hear it. The whole world. She said, all those great things. And my head was getting bigger. No, my head wasn't getting bigger then. They've knocked it before then. So you are the answer to my prayer. That was the last time I saw. People will, you know. So those are fans. But disciples follow you. You can't have a disciple, for example, in another church. No, that's not a disciple. That is a friend, a co-brother in Christ. A disciple follows. Because the word matituo means someone is learning from you. Someone is following you by doctrine and by example. Hallelujah. In fact, one of the hallmarks of discipleship is that in this service this afternoon, you came with your disciples. Those that learn Christ through you. Those that learn Christ from you. That's discipleship. Matthew 2. And so you notice that the Bible is about following. People follow people. We follow men to follow Christ. You know, that is, we don't follow Christ in a vacuum. We always follow men to follow Christ. I got saved by a man. Someone preached the gospel to me. And I got saved. In fact, I got saved, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Someone laid hands on me. followed me up. God always uses men. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? God always what? Uses men. So always. Always. Not most of the time. All of the time. Hallelujah. So God used men to get me saved. To learn the word of God, God used men. There's nothing I know that I wasn't taught. Yeah, but I had to study them to find out that they were true. But there was nothing I know that I wasn't taught. God uses men. So you have God, discipleship there for us to follow. Joshua followed Moses. In fact, he was called his servant. Joshua, the servant of Moses. He followed Moses. Elisha followed Elijah. That's discipleship. So discipleship, you will find someone follows another person. Now, Moses is not God, but Moses is the discipler. And so, he takes the role of Christ by mentoring, by teaching. And that's what the ministry is about. If you have been a Christian for a few years and you are still there, and you say, well, I'm not caught out for all those things. You are really caught. They've caught you deep. That is the Great Commission. I wrote something on Twitter about, forgot the local church. Somebody said, okay, what if I said that those who have sound local churches don't go around prostituting for pastors and teachers. I said, what if I go to a place and my church is not there? Are you saying I should not attend churches? Then I said, well, if you are well trained in your church and you go to a place, right, then you are a missionary. There are many unbelievers on this street. Right? You're a missionary. And he said, well, I said, I know someone who travels around professionally and he has planted four churches. Four. And well, you know, people always have questions. You are just not trained. So, what if I get people born again, then I have to leave the place? Talk to your pastor. You should know what to do. There was Philip and Enoch in Acts 8. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So, don't just travel. Boom, boom, boom. Had a great holiday. 2 months, 3 months, you were in Europe. You came back and just said, those people don't believe in God. Thank God for our church. God saved me. Saved you from what? God is saving you and you're supposed to save people. Well, he saved all of us. What kind of Christian are you? Hallelujah. See, I'm a missionary by the Spirit of God. So you are meant to be a missionary for God. Okay, anyway. So he said, you follow people. People follow others. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul, in explaining discipleship, Paul discipled a whole church. A whole church. 1 Corinthians 4:16, Paul says, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Be ye followers of me. Now, if it were to be there, Paul says, he's looking for what do you call? They say in the way. They say, hero worshiper. You know, stop it. We just like to blackmail us from doing God's work. Hero worshiper. It's manipulation. Paul says, be ye followers of me. Be ye followers of me. He said, why? He said, because I've begotten you through the gospel in 15. Be ye followers of me. Mimetes. M-I-M-E-T-E-S in the Greek. In Ephesians 5:1. Be ye followers of God as their children. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul, you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Followers of us. 1 Thessalonians 2:14. You became followers of the churches of God, which are in Judea in Christ Jesus, which means we can have followers of churches. Some people can follow Saints Community Church, for example, and mirror their lives, their ministry, their, even what they do after what we do. Look at us today. We have meetings that are formed after Kenneth Hagin. Because I told you many times that our church, our ministry, is an extension of the ministry of Kenneth Hagin. There's nothing original in what we're doing. I've said that over the years. In fact, whenever we begin our school year, Living Word Ministry Academy, I always pray for the Hagin's prophecy for every new person. This is the prophecy. So we're following. You follow. So, he says, you are followers of the churches. Hebrews 6:12. Be ye followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Glory to God. So I follow Christ. I follow his name. In 1 Peter 3:13, Peter says, shouldn't you be followers of that which is good? So discipleship is following. You follow. You follow. Hallelujah. You follow. There you have the noun of it. Mameoa. Mameoa, mine, sorry. M-I-M-E-O-M-A-I. Mimeomai. Mimeomai. M-I-M-E-O-M-A-I. So this is only in chapter 3, verse 7. So there's a lot of following. None of us is meant to do his own thing. No. We're not meant to do our own thing. 2 Thessalonians 3:7. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. You follow us. That's why we don't behave ourselves disorderly. Because when you know people are following you, you behave yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What if I agree that? I don't care. He's not involved in the ministry. Those who are in ministry have to care. You have to care. You have to care how you dress. You have to care what you put on your head. You have to care. You have to care. You must care. Hallelujah. Who cares? He's my life. No! It's Christ's life. Hallelujah. So you've got to care. So he says, we are followers. You be our followers. Then you see verse 9. To make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. Hebrews 13:7. Remember them which have the rule over you. That word is control. So I say control. Not many of you said it. Okay, let's change the word. Remember them that have the control over you. Hallelujah. Say, God has given control to men for me over my life. A few of you said it. Say it again. God has given control of my life to men. God has given that. Who have the control over you? Paul. Who has spoken unto you the word of God? So who are these people? Those who teach you the word of God, right? Come on. Okay. Whose faith followed? Considering the end of their conversation. In fact, in 17, he says, you obey them. You submit yourself to them. It's only a foolish Christian, right, who follows leaders in the body of Christ. Say, everybody is my pastor. Eh? You must, who are your own leaders? Who are your, everybody is my pastor. Eh? You are a lordship of the house of Babylon. Everybody cannot be your pastor. You have to have a pastor and a local assembly and those who have the rule over you. So we have to follow. So in Matthew 4:19, Jesus told Peter and his brothers, Matthew 4:19, he says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And what did they follow them? What did they follow him to do? They followed him, one, to know God. They followed him and were saved. Followed him and received a purpose for living. Hallelujah. Discipleship gives you a purpose for living. Discipleship does not give you a new career. Do you get it? No. Don't say, well, my pastor's career will be my career. Hence, all of them should have been carpenters. Do you get it? All of Paul's disciples should have been tent makers. We had Zenas the lawyer. We had Luke the physician. Alexander the Coppersmith. We had the Chamberlain. Was just also saying the Chamberlain. We had different people doing different things. So it's not new career. It's a new purpose. A purpose for living. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So we have a Saints Community Church. Making your life count for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you find a new purpose. Follow me and I'll make you fisher. They didn't drop their profession because in John 21 they were still fishermen. But they now have a purpose for living. So discipleship gives you a purpose for living. So what happened was that they followed him. Then with that they received a ministry. In Matthew 9, when he said to them, the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, verse 38, that he may send for laborers into his harvest. What did he do? In Matthew 10:1, he sent them out, the 12, to preach and teach. So it's important to understand that in discipleship, we learn the word and we learn service. We learn conduct. We learn the word. You don't just learn the word, you also learn conduct. I learn conduct. So as you are learning the word, you are learning conduct. Also you who are teaching others, as you are teaching the word, they are also learning conduct from you. Good and proper conduct. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So you learn. Make disciples of every nation. What else did they learn? They learn how to teach the scriptures. As he warned them about wrong teachings, wrong doctrine. Matthew 6:12. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they saw how he was very, very hard on those who tried to twist the scriptures. Matthew 19, verse 4 through to verse 8. Matthew 12, verse 12 through to verse 10. They saw it. And so he taught them how to interpret the scriptures. Luke 24, verse 25 to 27. He expounded unto them in 27 the things concerning himself, Moses and the prophets. Luke 24, 45. He taught them to read the scriptures together. So you learn to know God, you're saved. You learn to follow God through men. You receive a ministry. I also receive how to teach the scriptures. So Mark 16 and verse 15, he had to tell them now, go into all the world and preach what? What's the meaning of gospel? News of what? The kingdom. Because we said that every word in the epistles or in the four gospels must be found where? In the Old Testament. You must interpret it. Now, the word is found in the Greek, okay? But its root is in the Hebrew language. It's in the Hebrew language, the Hebrew culture, and the Hebrew history. So you look at it, what does gospel mean? Is the word Bosra. It means to announce the kingdom. To announce the works of the king. To announce the deeds of the king. So in preaching the gospel, there must be a king, a kingdom, what he has accomplished, what he has defeated, and who he is. So that's the word kingdom. Isaiah 52 verse 7. How beautiful are the feet of him that publishes good tidings. That's the word gospel. Bosra. Nahum 1:15. Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3. So we said, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs. What signs? Semion in the Greek is taken from the word off, O-T-H in the Hebrew, Genesis 1:14, where God says, look at the sun, moon, and stars. They are for signs and they are for seasons. So a sign is meant to point you to a place, to an event, or to a person. A sign is meant to point you to a place, to an event, or to a person. So we have different signs. Listen carefully. You know, last week we said something. We're going to look at it again. That there was no healing teaching in the four gospels. Which means that the four gospels, I want you to listen carefully here, because this is a very vital detail of this. The four gospels, we have a teaching on healing. Jesus had commentaries on healing, no doubt. But there was no explanation on healing. No. The healing miracles.
But how come when people heard him, they got healed? Why? Why were they hearing him and getting healed?
Listen carefully now, it's going to make sense.
So, the concept of signs must be sign of a message, right? So can the message contain an event, or a place, and a person?
So the message of the gospel has an event, a place, and a person.
So therefore, the signs of that we see must be the signs of the person, the place, or the event.
In Exodus chapter 3 and 12. Exodus 3 and 12.
Suddenly I will be with you, watch this, and this shall be a sign unto you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon these mountains. It shall be a sign.
So which means that Moses ought a sign. What was the sign? The sign was verse 2. He saw a flame of fire in the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
So, this miracle was a sign of what? Preservation.
Right? A sign, because, pay attention, trees represents people or persons. So when he says to him, what you have seen will be a sign, a token. And he then used his rod as well. And from that point, you know, from the point where he used his rod as a shepherd to guide Israel, we have been using that word, pastor. So the sheep and the shepherd themselves are a sign. Because Moses guided the sheep. So again, it's a sign. So therefore, the concept of healing, or the signs, pardon me, will point to God's deliverance, God's work of salvation. In Numbers 21, we read that the other time, he said, lift up that brazen serpent. Whoever looks on the sign, or looks on the brazen serpent, will live. So we have a lot of signs. Not, the sign is not the message, but the sign is for the message. And pay attention to something in a moment, in this. The sign was before God's deliverance, it was also afterwards. The sign was before they got into the promised land, the sign was also afterwards. So in Exodus 15 and 26, he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. How do you know this? I will not allow none of the diseases upon thee which was allowed on Egypt. I am your Rapha, physician, doctor. Or better still, in closer words, you know, Rapha is used for those who embalm, who preserve. So I am your preserver. So which means that God does things to us because of what he will do in us. He does to us a sign of what he will do in us. He's going to glorify our bodies, make it alive forever. He will heal our bodies first. He's going to keep us away for, listen carefully to this, from in a new heaven and a new earth. He will take sin away from us. So he does things, that's a bit of not a sign though, he does things to point to something. He heals our bodies, because he's going to preserve it. So, that shows you again, watch this, the message here is about the gospel, the word, them healing the word. And the sign of it is physical healing. So, the disciples also learned this in the ministry of Jesus. Which means that, If Jesus taught a lot in parables, and a parable is supposed to be an event, an illustration. If he taught a lot in parables, and then the people were healed as he taught, that means a good number of his parables had to do with physical healing. Physical healing, physical deliverance, things that had to do with healing. In Luke 7, Jesus preached forgiveness of sins a whole lot. In Luke 7, he told a woman who came to him, known as a sinner, really a prostitute. Luke 7, 36. And he says to her, watch this in 48. Your sins are forgiven you. Two things he said to her. Your sins are forgiven you. Then in verse 50, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Look at those words together. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Sozo. Go in Eiren. Or the Greek, the Hebrew word shalom. Eiren. E-I-R-E-N. Completeness. Forgiveness. Salvation. And completeness. In many of Jesus' parables, forgiveness played a major role. Did you see it? Forgiveness, reconciliation, letting go of offense. This was the healing teaching. In Luke 5:20, he saw a fellow through the roof, and he says to him, the guy is still paralyzed, still sick. And he says, man, Luke 5:20, your sins are forgiven thee. So in God's Passover, in his deliverance of Israel, through the Red Sea, there was healing as a sign. Hence the Greek word aphesis, used oftentimes for forgiveness of sins in Luke 24:47. What did he ask them to preach for signs to follow? Repentance and remission of sins. So what is the sign of forgiveness of sins? This sign shall follow. You will cast out demons, you will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Why should the sick recover? Because there's forgiveness in the gospel. Let me see if you understand that. So which means healing and forgiveness go together. Raymond T. Ritchie, Brother Hagin, quoted him saying that healing is the dinner bell of the gospel. It's what we ring for people to come forward and receive God's forgiveness. That is why the scripture that Jesus taught from when he was going to work miracles, signs and wonders have nothing to do with miracles. Jesus in Luke 4:18 opened Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3. And nothing in that text dealt with physical miracles. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, Isaiah 61, to preach the good tidings or the gospel unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives of sin, the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto the beautiful ashes oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Then he mentioned, they shall build up the holy waste and all of that. Yet, what is the sign? The sign of it is a physical miracle or healing miracles. So, look at how Peter describes this. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good. Which means, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What was the message? When he rose from the dead, verse 43, he said, we should preach remission of sins. So, remission of sins is the message. What is the sign? What's the sign? Why? Because in remission of sins, we are made complete. We are united with God. In remission of sins. Aphiemi, aphesis. Healing means to cure. To make the body whole again. In remission of sins, it's you that is whole again. In healing, it's your body that is whole again. So God does to your body what he's doing in you. Let me see how if you understand that. So there is, healing becomes a sign of what God is doing in us. So we are liberated from sin, and God uses sickness as a sign. So this sign shall follow them that believe. Don't forget what the message is again. Look at John 20, verse 22 to 23. John 20, verse 22 to 23. He breathed on and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins, you remit." Verse 22 and 23. "I remitted unto them. Whosoever sins, you retain, I retained." And what is the sign of it? This is the message he gave them to preach. Luke 24:47, remission of sins. John 20:22-23, remission of sins. Yet, the sign of it is healing. Let's look at the book of Acts. And don't forget, Mark 16:20, they went for everywhere preaching the word, right? What's the word? What's the word again? The gospel. Bosra. What is the content? Remission of. Hey, come to talk to me. Remission of, and the Lord walking with and confirming, change the word. Confirming the word. Change the word now. Let's do it. Mark 16:20. Come on, let's read it together. If the word is remission of sins, right? Come on. Is that the word? Is that the message? Okay, let's see. And they went forth and preached everywhere. What did they preach? Remission of sins. So go on, let's go. The Lord working with and confirming with what? With what? Healing, casting out of demons, speaking in tongues. So he confirms remission of sin. So there is a vital relationship between healing and remission of sins. Now don't get it wrong. You are not sick because you sinned. Rather, you are healed because God forgives. So, remission of sins is the message. Look at Acts 2. Acts 2. So, Jesus' healing teaching is what? Jesus' series on healing is what? Is what? Remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's see verse 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs of what? Remission of sins were done by the apostles. Acts 3. Silver and gold are by none, Paul and Peter and John are saying this in verse 6. But such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man walked. And how did Peter explain this? Peter, having seen that miracle, what did he preach? Verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That your sins may be blotted out. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. Philip went down to Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them, and there was joy. He preached Christ. What happened? They gave heed to the things which he spake, seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out with men that were possessed, men that were taken of palsies, and were lame, were healed. They were healed. Okay, so let us have an example of the things he preached. So, one day, he was taken up from among the people, taken into the back side of the desert. And he met an eunuch. And the eunuch was within Isaiah. And Isaiah was talking about being taken to the slaughter, verse 32, Acts 8, which is Isaiah 53, verse 7 and 8. Like a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken, and who shall declare generation, for his life is taken from the earth. So this is what they preached, but that the signs of them, of that, was healing. The gospel is not come and be healed. The gospel is be reconciled to God. The gospel is come and have fellowship with God. The sign of it is that God is your healer. So therefore, healing is a sign. Sign to point to, that points to, and points backwards. Look at Acts 14. Acts 14. Let's read verse 6 and 7 through to verse 10. Acts 14. Can we start? Can we start? Let's go. They were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia. And unto the region that lies about. Verse 7. And there they preached the news of the kingdom, which is what? Which is what? Remission of sins. Verse 8, let's go. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent at his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never walked. The same heard Paul speak. Speak what? Alright, go on. Who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving he had faith to be healed. Watch this. Stand upright on your feet and a little walk. Which means, faith for salvation can work as faith for what? Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Faith for salvation. So, in Luke 5, that story we read last week and then go over it again today. In Luke 5, when Jesus saw, he saw their faith. Verse 20. And said, man, your sins be forgiven thee. So, the reason why Jesus healed him was because of what? Forgiveness of sins. So he said, watch this. Which one is easier? 23. To say your sins are forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk. Okay. But that you may know that the Son of Man had power upon the earth to forgive sins, this is the sign. Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. So, when God heals the sick, healing is in view, either as what he has done, or what he will do. Just like Numbers 21. So healing is a sign. The healing is a sign of God's compassion on the sinner. Healing is a sign of forgiveness of sins. So which means that if I feed on forgiveness of sins, what am I feeding upon? Healing. A sign and the proof of God's healing is forgiveness of sins. Now watch what happens here. Jesus saw their faith. And we're going to see all of that as we proceed further. He saw their faith in Matthew 8. The centurion. The man said to Jesus, well, my servant lies at home sick, in verse 6, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The man said, there's no need. I mean, you can just speak your word and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to one, go, and he goes. Say to another, come, and he comes. So, my servant did it and he doeth it. Now watch this. Jesus said, wow, verily, he marveled. Have found no great faith, not such. No, not in Israel. Now watch this. What's Jesus talking about? The guy asks for healing. Jesus sees the conclusion. Many shall come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in utter darkness. They shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus sees that man believing for healing as the door for the non-Jews to be saved. Faith for healing. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, be done unto you.
So great faith. Matthew 15. Again, another Syrophoenician woman who is Gentile. Lord, help me, she says. Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the Lordship of the house of Israel. She said, help me. Matthew 15, 24, 25. To 26, she says, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus uses bread. Bread is salvation. Bread means salvation. Bread is not healing. Bread is salvation. Then she said, yeah, we can take the crumbs. And he says, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as you will. He had mentioned the bread in Matthew 6. Give unto us the bread of today and tomorrow. Forgiveness of sins. So the woman said, well, we can take the crumbs. And he said, wow. Great is your faith. Be it unto you as you will. And the daughter was healed. Look at the concept. In Matthew 8, it was reconciliation with God through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Matthew 15, again, it's the bread of forgiveness of sins. In Mark 5, watch all the narratives. In Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. Now, if you know the Jewish customs and Leviticus law, she shouldn't, you don't even touch a woman who's having such menstrual discharge. Why? Because in their own world, it was used for idol worship. So Moses banned it. Now, because they didn't understand the context of that instruction, it carried on like a tradition. So here you have the woman. She heard about Jesus. She heard what he taught. Forgiveness of sins. She saw the signs. Healing miracles. So she came behind. If I touch his clothes, I shall be, watch this, I shall be whole. Okay? And she did. Jesus said, who touched my clothes? And of course, the woman came and told her that happened. Now look at his response in verse 34, Mark 5. Daughter, watch this. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in Erin, E-I-R-E-N, associated with forgiveness of sins and salvation. And be whole. She's already healed. Jesus points to a greater event. Be whole of thy plague. Go in Erin. Go in Shalom. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. Luke 17. I skipped Matthew 9:22. I could go back there again. Same, okay, the same one. Be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. Then Luke 17, about the same thing. Now notice these are the lepers. Again, lepers, just like the woman with the issue of blood, they were outcasts. Okay? So Jesus, the first thing he does, he welcomes the outcast. He allows the outcast to touch him. He allows the lepers to come to him. In Mark 11, he allowed those who were not allowed in the temple to come inside. So which means in the message of reconciliation comes in the gift of healing. So the gift of healing is a sign, a gift of forgiveness of sins. Verse 14. Now of course, in verse 11, he passed through and there came 10 lepers. And he says, go. And he lifted up their voices and said, Master, have mercy on us. He saw them and said, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. They were cleansed. Now in verse 15, one of them who saw he was healed turned back with a loud voice and glorified who? Luke 17 verse 14. Glorified who? So he saw Jesus cleansed him. He glorified God. Luke is saying, alright, that's God. And he fell down on his face giving thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, where are the 10 that were cleansed? Only one came.
They have not found the, they are not found that return to give glory to God. So the man fell down at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks because he saw him as who? Can you see it? Come on, can you see it? Say, didn't give glory to God. Save this stranger. This is interesting. We've seen Syrophoenician woman, the centurion, now the stranger. Can we take verse 19 together? Let's go. Arise, go thy way. Your faith has made thee healed, cleansed. No. Oh. So the sign of God's wholeness, which is a promissory note here, if you can use that, is healing. Luke 18:42. It's a blind man. And he's crying in verse 38. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David is the Messiah, right? Oh, that's the Messiah. Psalm 2 verse 7. 2 Samuel 7 verse 13-14. And he says, have mercy on me. Then he said, will thou be a do unto you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Look at 42. Let's take 42 and 43 together. Let's go. Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved. Can you see it? That's the message. Saved you. Can we take 43 together? Immediately received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So you have salvation is the message of healing. Salvation is the logos of divine healing. God saves and God heals because he saves. So one thing that is prominent here is that we have seen that people got healed and Jesus saw their faith. In fact, in Luke 5:20, he saw their faith. And oftentimes he said, your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith. So, which means the faith for salvation is not different from the faith for what? Healing. But the faith for healing might not be the faith for salvation. But the moment I can believe, because I can believe for healing and not believe for salvation. Is that clear? Is that very clear? But I cannot believe for salvation and not believe for healing. Glory to God. Say, I have a walking faith. Say, I have a walking faith. So you've got a walking faith. I believe for healing because I believe for salvation. Anyone who has received forgiveness of sins here, hallelujah. That faith that received forgiveness of sins is a faith that makes whole. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So look at this now. Mark 11. How does it work? Because when he says he saw their faith, that means faith is tangible. You can see it. The faith he's talking about is tangible. Great is your faith. He said to the man, Matthew 8. To the woman said, great is your faith. I've not found such great faith, sorry, Matthew 8. Then he said, great is your faith to the woman. He said to the woman with issue of blood, your faith. He saw it. He saw it. Faith therefore is tangible. Which means we can describe faith. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. We can describe it. I can know when I'm not in faith. Glory to God. The reason why some of us are stronger on forgiveness of sins, not on healing, is ignorance. You can't know forgiveness of sins and not be strong about healing. Billy Graham made this mentioned this one. I heard him say this. I can't remember which of his teachings, but I heard him just, I was watching one of his commentaries, and he said that he naturally doesn't call for the sick. But he noticed that just the announcement of Jesus Christ the Savior in his crusades, people receive healing.
healing miracles. Just like that. One of my friends, she told me that, of course, she's not very strong on charismatic gifts. She believes it. She's not against it, but not strong. But she said, sir, there's virtually no major outreach we've had without talking about healing, people receive their healing. And they didn't even get to pray for them. Why? Because it's the faith in that message. The faith in that message of healing or of redemption or forgiveness of sins is faith for healing. Hallelujah. Say faith is tangible. I didn't hear you. Faith therefore is tangible. We can see it. Mark 11. Jesus lets us know how faith works. It's very simple. Mark 11, 23. Make it very simple. Let's start from 22. Very simple. Let's go. And Jesus answering said unto them, let's go, have faith in God. 23. For verily I say unto thee, whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have. So, how many times do you have the word say there? Jesus said to them, one, at that, whosoever shall say, two, alright, go on, but shall believe that those things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That is why Jesus saw faith when the centurion spoke. Faith is discernible. He saw faith when the Syrophoenician woman spoke. When blind Bartimaeus spoke, he saw faith. So faith can be heard. Faith can be spoken. Faith can be heard. Faith can be spoken. Woman with the issue of blood. For she said. So she gave the narrative. And Jesus, listen carefully now. I'm going to show you something before we close. You know, and that's the problem of following patterns. Now, until that Mark 5, we didn't see anyone singled out touching his clothes. Even though Luke records that people touch his clothes. So, it's both ways. It's either the woman did it, then others started doing it. But notice that those who touched his clothes, I must just mention that because I want to make that clearer. Look at Luke. Luke 6, verse 15. There was a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came to hear. He came to what? Hear. What was he preaching? Healing? Healing in the sense of completeness, reconciliation, salvation. Is that correct? And when they heard it, what happened? They were healed of their infirmities. Luke 5:15. Let's go back there. I noticed that. I'm moving quick because I'm going to Luke 6. Are you there? So they came to hear, right? Have you seen it now? What were they hearing? Reconciliation with God. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. What was happening to them? They were healed of what? Healed of what? Their infirmities. Luke 6:17. They came to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. And verse 19, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for they went out virtue out of him and healed them. So, now let's look at something. So Jesus, or Mark singles out that woman, not just Mark actually, but Mark gave us more detail. And so Jesus called her. What happened to you?
Now she's healed. Oh no, other God, I'm healed. Jesus said, what did you do? And don't forget, Jairus was right there, whose daughter at that point was still sick, near to death, and they were going to his house. And the woman said, you know, when I heard the word, I heard you. I heard the word. But hearing the word is not faith. But when I heard the word, but at least hearing the word gives you the platform to believe. Oh, when I heard the word, when I bought that book, when I listened to that teaching, when I watched that teaching, and some of us, you have the word of God right, center, left, and you are still fronting, you are disguising. Every day we put out the word of God on the social media, on different media angles. Oh, you say, well, you know, what's the series? Oh, what happened on the day of Pentecost? I think I was in service. That kind of attitude. But I heard the word. Many times when it comes to hearing, it could take you a while. Then you go, boom! Now I saw it. Now I can see it. She heard. She heard of Jesus. She didn't hear the wrong things. She didn't come to the service to know what color of shirt did the pastor wear. That's stupid. There's some folks like that. All they know about a preacher are the wrong things they're saying about him. And they're being silly. Remember 1988 or 89. I think it's 89. Had heard a lot of things about the late Archbishop Peter Hauser. Never liked him. And you know what I didn't like about him hypocritically? He was wearing a garter. That was all. I didn't even know anything he was preaching. And they told me, he's just preaching prosperity, he's going to hell, and because I was used to listening to Deeper Life. So when I saw Deeper Life, you know the way Deeper Life dresses, you know that they are rapture bound. But the Archbishop there looked like the man for 666. So I felt, And then I read tracks, you've seen tracks like that, of people who are, of rapture tracks. I even used to disagree some of them at some point. Then they would describe Reverend Chris Okote and Tony Joda. The two Reverend, you see that that's the person they are drawing. Reverend Sokoti had Jericho, so they will draw Jericho pastor. They will now cross, they will now draw the Reverend Joda, who also has this, what do you call it? Is it, punk? So they say, hellfire. Then they will now dress the sisters, they will draw the sisters who have jeans. You've never experienced this before. Look at you. I say, ha! Hellfire. They'll now draw sisters who didn't have earrings. Who didn't have anything. But you know about Deeper Life, I love Deeper Life, they don't have a problem with what I'm going to say. Despite the fact that there are people who are dressed that way, they are still preaching to them not to sin. So what is the difference? After we have decked up like this, going to heaven, he said, bruh, be careful. When the roll is called of yard, and you see that the ring is shaking. The brother who was conformed to the image of Christ is also shaking. Ah. So, why the whole armor of God? So they'll draw those two things. That Deeper Life doesn't do that again. I'm talking about the Deeper Life of Old Testament. And so you have so you have seen those things. Then you now draw the Archbishop with his brother. Now, when I was in those tracks, I was not a Christian. But I knew who a Christian was not. Have you ever preached to a non-believer? And as they are talking, and he says, do you speak in tongues? And begin to argue about tongues with you. He's going to hell. Is tongues your problem for Christ? How is that your problem for Christ? So I saw the Archbishop. For 1 minute, I just listened to him. I said, what if this is real? OGTV. I think it was 5 p.m. or so on Sunday. My brother was healed on the bed. He hadn't gone up for days. I was alone with him on the couch and in the living room in our family house. And the Archbishop was preaching. So I had to listen for the first time. And he began to talk about what God did in scripture. For the first time I saw, oh, okay, that's true. God is faithful. God can heal you. Then as he was speaking, he gave the word of knowledge immediately. Imagine if I change the channel. He said, there's someone here. You live near Jebode. You are near Jebode right now. Your brother is beside you. He said, huh? So lay your hands on him. There I was. He said, be healed. And my brother got up with the Abada. Hallelujah. She heard about Jesus. She heard the right thing. I tell people, never block your head, block your heart from reading negative things. Oh God, Jesus Christ had terrible news in town. But the woman heard about his healing ministry. She heard it. When she heard, watch this now. She now, for you to know what Jesus taught, she now began to say. That means Jesus taught for you to put the word on your lips. She began to say. She began to say it. If I but touch the hem of his clothes, I shall be healed. In the morning she said it. In the afternoon she said it. She was saying it. She was saying it. She didn't go on Facebook like some of us do. It's like they have cursed on people with social media. It's like they are cursed. It's like they are cursed. Pray for me. You think I'll pray for you? You don't need prayer. If you need prayer, you will not go pray for me. I warned somebody 3 days ago. I said, I know you are doing madness. Good enough, you're not in Saints Community Church. But because I've known you, you go for evangelism with camera. What's wrong with you? Oh, today. And then I said, if you go and win souls who are Muslims and you expose them immediately to persecution on the first day because you want to do show, nonsense, rubbish, exposing people unnecessarily. Some are just crazy. Someone told me, said, sir, this is very well. He said, some people said, that you did not put pictures of believers convention. I said, what do you need it for? He said, is it for those that came to know that they came? He said, no. Somebody said the reason was, they said because people did not show up. I said, they did not show up. You know, they're just crazy. You are pregnant. Do you care? Nonsense. The Bible says, it's a fool that says everything. A fool. Everything is in the media. Some people, their entire life is in the media. You don't need to, the devil doesn't do any extra work. Somebody told me, he said, some people, they don't need to, the people against them in their village don't even have to consult anything again. They just go on their Facebook. Idiots. Your whole life. She heard. Let me get back to my teaching. You know, as a pastor, you get to correct people like that. Is that clear? She heard. She kept saying. She kept saying. She got to the kitchen. She saw the blood. She kept saying, glory to God. She was saying it. And so I said, would you get to the doctor? The doctors are written out. They gave her medication for 10 years. Keep using it. After 10 years, we'll check you again. The doctor told me that. He said, well, we'll watch you for 6 months if you're still alive. When he said that, my heart shook. I thought he moved to the right. Said, we just give medication, just keep. Said, you must make sure early in the morning you take this one. Said, it's very bitter, this one is tasteless. And I have no choice because I wanted to live at least 6 months. Take this one, take that one. You take this one, after the first minute, second minute, third minute, I became a drug addict. My locker was a chemist, a pharmacy store. You number this one morning, afternoon, evening, middle afternoon, middle evening. Imagine in the midst of all that, she kept saying, it's not easy to do that. In the flesh is not convenient. She kept saying, she felt the pain. Some of us, after the first day, we say, maybe God doesn't want to do anything after all. Maybe, you know, they say, well, let me just, no, she kept saying, Jesus, let them hear what she did. She said it. Then she did what she said. Hallelujah. She did it. Just like last week, we looked at Abraham. He called the things that be not, right? Come on. Come on. There's no child he called himself the father of multitudes. The daughter will just say, pa. Or maybe the daughter will call himself, well, you know, he's about 100, right? He say, yeah. Dementia. Someone said that. He said, the reason why Kenneth Hagin wrote that book is because he was experiencing dementia. I said, what did you just say? Ah, we almost fought back you. What did you just say? Say, you know, it's old. That's why you wrote that kind of book about prosperity, against prosperity. I said, what do you mean by that? Imagine what Abraham's doctors would have said to him. What did you just say? Said, I said, I'm Abraham, father of multitude. You didn't even choose one. Multitude. He said, he kept saying it. Because our words form the borderline of our lives. They show us the destination that we are following. He said, I am Abraham. Sarah did the same thing. Calling the things that be not as though they were. Because both faith and fear are tangible. Faith and fear are tangible. That's why when Jesus heard his disciples, he said, why did you fear? When he said, Master careth not that we perish. If I see someone write that on Facebook, I'll say he's realistic. Careth not that we perish. All things have been destroyed. How are we going to make it? We're in this country. And things are bad. You know, that's very, 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 very stupid. We're in this country. And things are bad. Everybody's going to just finish. And then somebody now posts something about a young man who has made something with his life. He's very likely his father was a governor. You see your life? You become negative. You're negative. And why are you negative? Because you read it. You just read it. Hallelujah. People can be motivated by fear. A friend was saying that he was driving with his friend. And he started to run back. They were turning back. His friend said, why are they running? He said, let's go. He was so scared that broke down. Then caught fire. So they said, they are throwing bomb. Now wait for this. Everyone who went back, some of them were injured. In 2001, I think, 2002. Something happened here in Lagos. Now, the truth is, I was supposed to preach in that service. It was on Sunday evening. But I didn't go. You know the story. I didn't go. And by the time I got to see them, they said that evening. Because I was supposed to preach there. But I was just led not to go. Said I wasn't going. Because I'd seen a vision about the bomb blast in Lagos that I shared among some brethren then. So I didn't go. But I wasn't sure it was that day, but I just was led not to go. So in that service, as the service was going on, they said, go. The blast was far off. The pastor, his leg, he broke his leg. You know? One brother just said, the assistant pastor, he said he just heard in his heart, stay where the keyboard is. The keyboard is not going anywhere. So he stayed where the keyboard was. And all them that went for the door, they got injured. People got into gutters, injured themselves. And the blast did not get near them. It was just a sound. Bosra. That they heard. He was a guy just here. So the next day, pastor. What broke pastor's leg? Anxiety. Fear. Because nothing happened. So fear is also tangible. I'm dead. You go to your house and your daughter put on the washing machine and the thing was working on its own and the clothes were washed. When he washed and said, this guy has killed me. How do you joke with death like that? You think death is a trip that you go and come back? You think death is like a picnic? How do you say that? I don't use my words for fear. I don't use my words for fear. She said, if I but touch his cloth, I shall be whole. And she did what she said. Say, I act on God's word. Say, I act on God's word. She said. And she received her healing. You know, I'm going to continue this next week, but let me show you something important. In testimonies, Jairus was there. Jairus was there. Like me. And as soon as she said everything, she said, go, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Then Jairus, as soon as that was done, this is how to listen to testimonies. You don't follow the pattern. You follow the faith. Not the pattern. So I said, well, I thought I got no, I took the drugs and I threw it away. That's not the faith, though. You are very clear. I told the doctor, you know, I told someone, so I said, you know, I listened to your testimony, how you told the doctor that you'll be whole, you'll be good. And then you walked away and all that. I said, you notice something? He said, what? I didn't say I'll be here tomorrow. I didn't go back the next day. I said, that's true. I said, I gave 2 weeks. I didn't go back in 2 weeks. Ah, I see you said that too. Let me listen to details. What did I tell you I was doing? So you spend time in the world. That is what you should pay attention to. Not, doctor, watch me. You go take. That's not the faith. The faith is when you fill your heart with the word. God's word will give you the action to take. So don't follow stereotypes. As soon as Jairus heard it, they came to Jairus and said, hey, God is dead. Trouble not the master. Imagine. Did he ask them to tell him not to trouble him? That's brethren for you. That's brethren for you. The afterwards. Jesus told Jairus immediately. He heard it, the Bible says. Mark tells us. And he says, be not afraid. Only believe. That's saying what she has done. Which means start to speak God's word. Start to speak God's word. I see Jairus saying, well, she's coming out alive. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's coming out alive. And he's saying that they are texting him. The videos, you know, in these days, people will be giving you videos of someone that is dying. They're texting him. She's turning, she's already going cold. With what choice should we take her to? So my mother, Jairus. Baba Jairus. He was saying they don't know. But the time says she's coming out alive. In the name of Jesus. She's coming out alive. She's coming out alive. I said, go into the room. No, you don't talk now when you get into the room. The guy said, she's still dead. Dead in dead. People are crying. The professional mourners ministry. For people are anointed. Oh my God. I've seen people cry. Like grace is on their lives. There's everybody who came for one week, not too far from here. She's crying. She was really crying, so they were, you know, bringing the soft drinks. She's crying, and she said, don't give me this French, give me the cookbook. Anointed cryers. Jairus got inside, he saw them crying. Jesus said, she's only sleeping. And he now started laughing. Can you see what I'm saying? I see people how they cry with you at the cemetery and eat at reception. And dance and even spend money. They turn around. And Jesus took all of them out of the room. Which means we all must deal with fear, mockery of God's word
as we believe him for healing. Hallelujah. Anybody here who believes God, he's his healer, a healer, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands.